According to a press release from the Wasatch County Sheriff's Office, officers were notified Sunday morning of a death at the gathering being held about 15 miles east of Heber. They identified the dead man as 68-year-old Timothy R. Gillespie from Cushing, Texas. Friends said they saw him retire to his tent about 10:30 Saturday night. When he didn't come out the next morning, they checked on him at about 7:30 and found him deceased on his bed. The press release said they're investigating whether any foul play occurred in the case, but an autopsy will be done by the state medical examiner's office. Earlier this month, on June 15th, a 39-year-old woman, Susan M. Wilkinson of Keene, New Hampshire, was found dead after sleeping outside. Meanwhile, a press release from the Heber City Police said they arrested 24-year-old Scott McPherson of New Jersey at the gathering site. On Thursday afternoon, a woman in her 50s said she was standing in the parking lot of the Heber Walgreens when she was surrounded by three panhandlers, two males in her 20s and a female. As one of the men asked her for money, the other tried to grab her purse off her shoulder and was identified by the woman later in the investigation as McPherson. The victim held onto her purse and ran into Walgreens, where an employee called 911. After further investigation, officers went to the Uinta National Forest and apprehended McPherson with that incident. He was charged with robbery, a second-degree felony. The press release said further charges may be filed against other suspects in the robbery. As of Saturday, the U.S. Forest Service reported that nearly 2,500 Rainbow family members had gathered at the site. About 10,000 people are expected by Friday, July 4th. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.